Power 92, into Chuck here, and right now on the telephone, calling for, where are you calling from, Erwin?
New York, Queens, New York.
And how are things in old Queens?
Well, it's a really, you know, we set a record for weather yesterday. We were hit 85 in Central Park. It's incredible. And today it's another beautiful day. We must be in the high 70s and sunny.
Well, I'm glad someone's having a nice day.
Well, how are you doing there?
We have Erwin Bly, who's the world's greatest private eye. How are you?
Oh.
Let's hear all about this new book there, Mr. Bly.
Okay. It's a called Secrets of a Private Eye, How to Be Your Own Private Investigator, and it sort of takes you through the steps of how to locate someone, how to perhaps do surveillance in some instances.
Let's hear about a little bit of this, how to obtain information.
On an individual?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you could say, you know, first of all, let me just say my theory is that there's no privacy. The privacy is a myth. It's non-existent.
I got a little scenario for you here.
Go ahead.
This friend of mine is having a pool installed in his backyard.
Pool installed?
Yeah, swimming pool.
Yes.
His wife's always bothering him about it, and he finally decided to break down and let her have a pool.
Right.
And this pool guy named Kyle,
mm-hmm.
He's a nice young guy, kind of a muscular kind of guy, you know.
Yes.
Well, let's just say that this friend of mine is kind of a little bit curious, because it seems like the pool guy's truck is pulled up in front of the old house, even when he's not supposed to be working there, Erwin.
Yeah. All right. We're talking about a matrimonial situation. What our friend may want to do is, if he works steady hours and he sees a drop in on the house unexpectedly, if we know the truck's there at various hours, absolutely, just because it's your house, walk in.
It's not my house there.
Yeah, well, whosever house it is, we're saying it's our subject's house. Walk in there, our client's house. Walk right in there, and if this male is in there, we'll know the situation. If not, there are several other things to do. We can always obtain a vehicle that is unknown to this fellow's wife and to the pool man.
Well, you know, it's a little difficult for this friend of mine because he's kind of he's in the media, and she can kind of tell when he's at work because he's like, you know, she can hear him on the radio.
All right, so let's say that this is occurring when this individual must be at a certain location.
Do you think she's stripping the pool guy, Erwin?
You know, you never know. You never know. You can't assume, but you never know.
You know, like they say, when you assume something, you make an ass out of you and me.
Well, you can't assume. You know, that's the worst thing to do. The worst.
Well, I think I'm going to have to have this friend of mine. Are you coming to Minneapolis soon, Erwin?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Well, I tell you, he could really use a little help here in his eye spy endeavors.
Well, tell him to get the book. It'll tell him how to do it.
What's the name of that book there, Erwin?
Secrets of a Private Eye.
Secrets of... Where can he pick that up there?
Oh, it's in paperback, and it should be in most of the bookstores. If not, you can order it. It's from Berkeley.
Why a pool guy?
Why not? You know, maybe she's attracted to him, whatever. Why not a pool guy?
Well, this friend of mine's pretty influential. I thought women like power over muscles.
Well, I don't know. You know, that's such a personal thing as to a personal relationship. Who knows what...
He's done nothing but good for her.
Another.
He's always stood by her.
Mm-hmm.
His women walk all over you.
Mm.
How do you figure?
Hello?
This kid, he's like a kid. He's...
Mm. Well, no one's going to win the mental health award when they're going through a divorce.
Well, that's the thing. They're not, I didn't think anything was wrong.
Well, you never know. You never know what's happening in someone else's house. What you might see out front and what you might, even what one partner relates to another may not be what their inner feelings truly are.
Well, Erwin, I appreciate the tips. I'm going to go, I'm going to have my,
You have your friend call me if he needs any help, and I'll see what I can help.
Well, we can't thank you enough for the tips. Hopefully they'll come in handy, and we can put an end to this saucy wench and her, her tomfoolery.
Okay.
Listen, we'll look for the book there, Secrets of a Private Eye.
Thank you for having me.
Erwin Bly, the world's greatest private eye. Hit Power 92.